Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined on the Stoney and Jansen program by the head coach of the University of Michigan, Jim Harbaugh. How are you?
Doing good.
Way to get the Big Ten season off on an interesting start, and an interesting start to the game. Have you ever seen that before, where a kickoff hits the guy straight in the noggin, you guys recover, boom, touchdown.
Just like we drew it up? that was tremendous. And it just a great job of the guys running down on the kickoff team, if you can imagine. I mean, I think up until that point, 24 out of 25 of the last kicks have been touchbacks.
Yeah.
So you can run down there and expect, you know, a 99% chance it's going to be a touchback. And the one time that it's not, our guys are still running down there practically to the, you know, well inside the 30-yard line where we like them. And next thing you know, down around the 10-yard line, Matt Hidner, mm-hmm. you know, just busting his butt to, you know, get down there and jump on their mistake. It was just tremendous, a great play by him and the others that were hustling down the field.
Are those that don't go in as touchbacks, are those planned? Are you having Jake bring those up a little bit short? Because I would think, I mean, he seems to have that leg where, you know, you line up and he could kick it out of the back of the end zone every single time. How much of that is planned to kick it short so it is returnable?
Yeah, we're not to the point where we can. We've done some of that. I mean, yeah. It's not to the point of on demand, you know. Okay. But we knew that that Maryland would try to bring it out if they could. They had shown that, so mm-hmm. we were definitely on alert that, and that was the first kickoff of the game that high alert. They'll bring this out if it's a yard or two deep into the end zone. It needs to be, you know, kind of over like 4 or 5 yards on tape anyway for them to make it a touchback. And we figured they might want to test us because we hadn't been tested on the kickoff return, on the kickoff coverage yet. And our guys were ready.
JJ's first start in the Big Ten. What did you like from JJ, and what do you think he needs to work on to improve?
Well, a lot of things. Excited to attack it. Fundamental football, you know, stepping and throwing at the target, and the ball handling, the drops. You know, excited to at a lot of positions, you know, and we're going to need to be for this week because we're playing one of the most fundamental sound football teams in all of college football, and they are year in and year out. So it's an exciting week. Been all. Myself and all the coaches are working extra hard, you know, because it's a big opportunity, you know, your first Big Ten game to your second Big Ten game, JJ's first start playing the whole game to his second game where, you know.
First road game, too.
And first road game. So you want to make sure everything is really detailed and tight, tightened down, you know. I mean, you lock it down. And I will also go back to September 25th, 2021. Michigan Wolverines playing Rutgers, mm-hmm. Scarlet Knights in the fourth game, in the first Big Ten game. And you look at the box score, I mean, it's eerily similar. That was a 20-13 win for us, and Rutgers was driving you know, in the last drive, and before we were able to get a fumble to secure the win, and to, you know, make that same kind of growth that we were able to make from that game last year to the next game. I mean, we're highly motivated to, you know, see some of the same improvements this year. You know, every year the team is different from one year to the next, and our players are, you know, should be receptive and can't wait to, you know, get in the meetings and the practice film and on the practice field to, you know, make some of those corrections and improvements.
One more thing on JJ, because of Cade's availability where he's not there to be the backup, are you more reluctant to have JJ run and do RPO stuff with the, you know, possibility of injury?
No.
Okay.
No. You know, that's part of who he is. That's part of his game. And he's good at it. You know, continue to work on some of the ball handling. Missed a read, you know, where he could have pulled it and in the game. So it's one of the things we're gonna, you know, we'll be addressing and practicing. And but no, we're not gonna limit that.
7 sacks in the first game. I believe 1 since then. Is there any concern about being able to apply pressure to opposing quarterbacks?
Yeah, the Maryland team, you know, was really good up front. We knew that going in that they were really talented. Yeah, just again some things to work on there, some fundamentals, some you know, the rush lanes. You know, we had our opportunities. You know, you go for a strip sack. You know, yeah. But the off arm really needs to go lower around the waist, and you know, we went for the strip sack, but the arm was up around the shoulder, which, you know, the quarterback pulled the ball in and, you know, we just
squirms out of there.
Squirms out, you know, and a talented quarterback can do that. So, yeah, tons of fundamentals. We got to where we rushed past the quarterback, you know, too many times in the game. You know, that rush, that push needs to go, you know, in his face, and you don't want to go past a quarterback and mm-hmm. just let him step up, especially in the interior rush. So yeah, things, definitely things to coach and improve, and you like doing it after a win.
Yeah.
And, sure. But the things you point out and coach and improve, you know, so, by the grace of God, that doesn't get you beat, you know, in following weeks.
Jim Harbaugh joins us on the Stoney and Jansen program. Obviously, Corum had a great game, able to bounce outside a few times. The offensive line, maybe not as dominant as you would want it. Did you see any problems with the O-line at all?
No, I thought they really played well in the offensive line. The Olu, Zinter, Hayes really played well. Trente, I thought he had his best game. And I said the week before, I thought he had his best game the week before. So he's definitely ascending and playing very well. Gio Alhadi had a heck of a game. You know, he is now a trusted agent and known friend. Played the entire game. You know, pulled, protected, base blocked well. He played really, really good. There was definitely, you know, some things. You think Blake had a really good game? He had a better game than you even think he did. Mm-hmm. Better game than the 243 yards even say, because not all those plays were blocked like they were drawn up. Mm-hmm. You know, there's looks that you don't prepare for and don't, you know, they throw at you, you know, new wrinkles. And he made so many things right in the game. And, you know, we can say maybe got a little lucky, but he covered up some things and turned some you know, plays into touchdowns, as you saw, you know, that really shouldn't have been, you know. But he's got a great ability, you know, to make people miss and miss by the narrowest of margins, like the great backs do. But how he held onto the ball a couple times, you know, when defenders were coming from negative angles, you know, yeah, angles that he couldn't see. You know, his training is paid off, and yeah, I mean, most guys would have fumbled some of some of the ones he held on to.
You mentioned the 243 yards. It was fun to watch. It was fun to experience. 30 carries. If Donovan is unable to share that load for any length of time, or do you worry about Blake Corum wearing down?
It's an interesting question. I mean, he is the kind of back that can go 30 carries.
Okay.
You know,
I know you've mentioned before that he's unbelievable in the weight room.
That's his work ethic. Training.
Yeah.
The training is, he is so trained. He's trained for, I think he's trained for 60 carries the way he's trained himself. I mean, he's trained really to play two games back to back. He can play one game at 12 o'clock and then turn around for a 4 o'clock kickoff and be trained to do it. He's when I say a motivated guy, a trained guy, I mean, his work ethic is, I mean, you've maybe seen it in a few guys in your career.
Yeah.
You know, it's year round. It's daily. You know, doesn't take a day off type of guy. And he is in tip top, physical condition to go with all the talents he has. But it goes past that, even the nutrition, the hydration, you know, the sleep.
You know. Yeah.
He lives a clean, clean life. and you know, that's, I truly believe he could play two games back to back.
Iowa, they've had the same. They've had two coaches in 43 years.
Yeah,
if my math is correct, kind of like the Steelers almost, but the Steelers had three, as we know, for a long time. Mm-hmm. What is it about their program that just keeps going? It's like the same thing over and over again. And the other thing I want to ask, I know it's lore from when even Bo coached that Hayden Fry would, you know, paint the locker room pink to intimidate you guys. Did you experience that as a player? Did you, John, experience that as a player? The pink locker room.
Oh yeah, I mean it was pink. I don't know if it still is or not. We've been, the last time we were there was what, 2015, 16?
Yeah, 16.
16. And I don't know that I got in the locker room, but
yeah, it was. I mean, you know, the thing is though, it's just the consistency. It's just the fundamentals, the attention to detail, you know, the same system, and they just try to out execute you, and they do, and the majority of the time, you know, they do. They have very talented players, and the system, you know, it's the Parkers, it's Norm Parker, Phil Parker. They're not related, they're not father son, but Phil did play for Norm at Michigan State when I was playing. Mm-hmm. Phil was an All Big Ten defensive back in 1999. He went there as a secondary coach, because Norm Parker went there as the defensive coordinator. He was a secondary coach for 13 years and has been the defensive coordinator, I think, ever since 2011 or 2012. And they're running the same system. You know, some of the signals change, some of that changes, but I mean the adjustments, the, you know, in the right alignment, in the right leverage, in the right technique. I mean, it's practically flawless. I mean, any kind of tip ball, any kind of overthrow, any kind of mistake. I mean, they are just ready to pounce on it. And any mistake you make, they're ready to pounce on. Any overthrow, any tip ball, they're ready to intercept. And they tackle with great fundamentals and technique. And they play great defense. And they do the same thing on offense. It's wide zone. It's inside zone. It's play action. It's boot off the, and it's so, you know, fundamentally sound. They just out execute you and make you line up down after down, and have to play with the same discipline and fundamentals and technique that they do. Otherwise, they out execute you.
Final thing I want to ask you about a player, Sandra Still. He's been so good. Shifting to defensive back, is there, I know you don't want to compare players, but is there anything, similarities between what he's doing and when, I believe, I could be wrong, when you were at Stanford, from Richard Sherman went from wide receiver to defensive back at all?
It's very, yeah, very, very, I mean, you hate to compare.
You know, I know.
You hate to compare. But yeah, that's a positive comparison for both players. It takes a couple things. I mean, it takes the talent to be able to do that. It takes the willingness to do that. And then it takes the intelligence to do that and pick up a system, you know, that quick. I mean, we're talking about Iowa's had a system in for,
yeah.
for over 20 years. And somebody that moves there midway through spring and is, you know, is just about got it, you know, just about got it down. I mean, that speaks to his talent of Mike Sammerstill, his willingness and his intelligence.
I got one more. First road game this year, not just for JJ, but for everybody. How do you prepare them? Is there anything you do during the week to prepare them for the environments? One of the greater and best environments in college football. How do you prepare your team to go on the road for the first time?
Oh, it's a great environment. You know, it's going to be loud. It's, you know, it's hostile, chaotic.
Yes, fans are close, too.
Fans are very close. Yeah, it's, I mean, the main thing is just got to be good at football. You know, you know, make sure that, you know, we pack our technique and fundamentals and then go out there and execute, you know, be loose, be focused, at the same time and also enjoy it. I mean, it's, as you said, it's a great environment. It's a great experience. I mean, our players can't wait and I can't wait for the wave.
Yeah.
To the children's hospital. I mean, those are going to be things you can remember a long time. And I want to make sure that, we go in there and play good sound football and execute, so that we can feel good about the way we played after we experience it.
Yeah.
Jim, thanks a lot. Good luck. And we'll talk to you soon. Right. Jim Harbaugh joining us in the Stoney and Jansen program, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.